Love Jesus?
Yes.
How many guys have ever been in a situation that you just wanted freedom from? Or a conversation? Anybody? Am I the only one? Like, you were just like, why? How do I get out of this conversation right now? Anybody ever been there? All right. I had that happen to me. It was this week, or was it this week or last week? I teach at Trinity, and I teach PE. And I had third grade. Nope, not a drama there, but I'm trying to explain what we're going to be doing. There's this girl who has her hoodie on for her sweater, and she won't take it off. And I told her three times. So finally, I finished explaining the rules. I got the game going. I said, hey, come over here. And I talked to her, and I was like, and take the hoodie off. You know, stern, because I thought she's just trying to be a little stinker, right? And so she takes the hoodie off, and there's tears. And I'm like, oh, man, now I kind of feel a little bad. Like, I was kind of a little rough. I wasn't rough, but I was like, man. So I kind of, you know, put my arm there, and I was like, hey, what's going on? And she starts crying harder. I'm like, oh, man. I just added to it. And I thought maybe there was some drama because, you know, with the ladies in the class. So I was like, man, I got to deal with this drama now. And so I'm talking to her, and she, can you just remember third grade? This is what stumped me. And I put my arm around her, and I said, what's wrong? Tears. What's wrong? You can tell me. She goes, I'm starting my period. And I'm like, men don't like that kind of talk, let alone with a third grader. That's what she told me. You guys are as stumped as I was. Can you imagine being in my position? Now I got to be like, it's okay, go sit. You know, I didn't know what to do because I wasn't prepared. But it was awkward, and I was like, I just want freedom from this moment. Have you ever been there? Now let's bring it into our personal lives. Is there something that you really just want freedom from? I think if we're all honest, now there's something we could think about if we're real. So yeah, you know what? I need some freedom in this area. Now maybe and because this we're just going to be real. Church is really good about, some people are really good about, oh, this is a great message, Pastor, because this person needs to hear about freedom, because I know what they're doing outside of here. I know what they're into. They need some freedom. Well, what about you, you judgmental, critical Christian you? Hello? It's quiet. Like, why are we getting, we just had a funny story, now we're getting real. But really, because where we are critical, we can't love. So we can look at somebody else's life and go, man, they need to experience the freedom of God. But if you are critical and you're judgmental, you are just as bound as somebody that's in pornography. You are just as bound as somebody that is addicted to drugs. Or whatever you else could fill in that blank. Because in Scripture, in the Word, there is no big sin, little sin. So if you're bound, if you are struggling with unforgiveness, you're bound. If you're struggling, and we now you guys are kind of, you're getting where my flow is, okay? But we could all, if we're honest, and this should be a place, church should be a place where struggles are actually okay. We can love people in spite of. This is what church should be. Now, the church needs to get better at this. Let me preach now. Come on. The church drills need to get better at this because really, there's nobody that has the right to judge. But freedom. If you want a title for today's message, it's Freedom Redefined. Freedom redefined. I think freedom in Jesus, if we just make it about freedom from struggles, freedom from issues, freedom from addictions, we cheapen it. We cheapen what the cross paid for, our freedom. It's deeper than just superficial issues. It's deeper than struggles. Freedom. Freedom. This is not a condemning message because we are all on a journey. I believe a lot of times freedom is a journey. We could go around this room right now and every single one of you could probably say, yeah, when I received Jesus, immediately this shifted in my life. But in this area, I had to do some walking out of. And we think that the walking out of is a less miracle than what happened here. No, they're both the same. They're both equal. Freedom. Freedom in Jesus. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to probably say it a few times. If we limit freedom in Jesus to just freedom from addictions, to just freedom from issues, we cheapen it. Because I believe it's deeper. I believe there's in the midst of the struggle, we experience freedom. Amen? Everyone say freedom. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about freedom. And there's some people in here, you hear a message on freedom in Jesus, and you can pinpoint an issue. Why am I not free yet? Why am I still struggling with this issue? Can I first off just tell you to relax? That is okay. God is walking you out of something. That is okay. Amen? I believe a lot of times freedom is a journey. I believe living with Jesus is a journey. It's a lifetime journey. Not just like, that's it. No, there's a journey, and it's exciting, and it's amazing. To be free, our identity needs to be that we are free. Sometimes we have struggles, and the struggles become our identity. Depression can become an identity. I work with young people. Trust me. A lot of their identity is depression. It's no longer something I'm battling with. It's something I am. If we're struggling with anger, we need freedom. Come on. This is a message for everybody, because if we're real honest, all of us are on a journey, and we need to have grace and love for all of us on the journey. But our identity, I believe to be free, our identity needs to be that we are free. You can't be free where you don't know you are free. Can't. Freedom. So what I want to do, I want to go through a few scriptures. I want you to see this morning that you are free. In spite of the way that you come or came into this church this morning, you are free. Church, you are free. You say, yeah, but I still struggle. Okay, but you're free. So I really want to show you this morning, starting off, you are free. So let's go to John 8. Just going to go through a few scriptures. John 8, 36. I'm going to give you guys time to get there. I'm going to get a tissue. The allergies hit me this morning. John 8:36. So if the Son of Man sets you free, you will be free indeed. I want you to look at that either in your Bibles or on your screen. Remember, we're talking about how you are free. I didn't say you didn't have a struggle. I didn't say there's things you're not trying to overcome. But this says you are free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. You shall be free indeed. That is amazing right there. If you have received Jesus, you are free. Remember, freedom redefined. Because natural freedom is as long as everything's going good, I'm good. That's freedom. Peace time. No struggles, no nothing. But that can't be freedom that Jesus was talking about, because Jesus said in this world, you will experience tribulation. So I don't believe freedom in Christ simply just means freedom from issues or freedom from struggles. So we got to stop letting circumstances or issues determine our freedom. I'm going to say that again. We got to stop letting issues or circumstances determine our freedom. God determines our freedom. Jesus determines our freedom. If the Son of Man, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be. Shall. Everyone say shall. Let's go to Romans 6:22. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God. But now you have been. Do you see that in God's perspective, your freedom is past tense? Your freedom happened at the cross. Your freedom happened at the resurrection. But now being made free. But now that you have been set free. Church, you are free. You're free from shame. You say, yeah, but I still got shame. Okay. Let God, maybe some freedom needs to be manifested. And I believe that when the more that freedom that we have, that he paid for, becomes our identity, we actually start to see freedom from other things without a struggle of trying to get free. If you're trying to get free based on your works, based on what you do, you're in the struggle. What you do doesn't determine your freedom. Did you catch that? What you do does not determine your freedom. Well, I'm still bound in this. Okay, but you are free. See, our perspective has to change. Our definition of freedom must change. And I believe a lot of times the miracle that we're so trying to get is as close as renewing our mind. Romans 12:2. You begin to renew your mind so that you are free. Some of this stuff is just going to fall off. And you're going to look around like, when did I stop doing that? And you won't even remember. But we get so focused on what we're doing wrong that we miss out on what already has taken place. And a lot of young people, as Christians, they're so focused on what can I get away with, Pastor? What does the Bible really say about this? Because, you know, I kind of want to go do that. And there are some adults. We get so focused on what we can get away with, we miss what we can. We miss what we have. Go to Romans 8:2, just a few pages over. You having fun? You are free. This is good. This is good news, church. You are free. We got to stop letting our emotions dictate what we believe. We have to stop letting our circumstances dictate who we are. You are not the struggle. I didn't say the struggle wasn't real, but that is not who you are. Freedom must become your identity. This is the beauty of grace. Because it is God's ability to believe this. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free. That's two scriptures that have it past tense. So in your mind, your freedom needs to be past tense. You're not waiting for it. It's happened. You're not waiting for it. It's happened. Your miracle, maybe you will experience more freedom if you stop waiting for it and just receive what's already yours. Freedom must become our identity. In order to be free, we have to have a freedom mindset. Now, we are really good. If you're like me, I am my own worst enemy. I'm good at it. That's an area that God is working on me to be set free from, because I'm good at it. We're really good about making free. I need to be free from the really big things. But to God, if there's a struggle inside here, that's a big thing. If there's anger, if there's unforgiveness, that's just as big as the other. You're free. Can I just remind you that your freedom is past tense? That's two scriptures. Hath. For the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free. We've been talking about in here confession and the power of our words. What if you were to start confess, I am free? Well, I struggle with this and I struggle with that. Okay, confess, I am free. I'm going to say it again. You're not waiting for freedom to happen. It's already happened. You need proof of how free you are? Go look at the cross. You need proof of how free you are? Go look at the empty tomb. That's it. Now let's go to the big issues. You know, depression, whatever. Church, freedom from back pain. Some of us need freedom from some physical issues, and you're waiting for a manifestation that has already happened. In the Spirit, it's already done. Why don't we just believe what's already happened? We make faith this hard thing. It's like, well, hath set me free. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. We heard this morning about going and sharing Jesus. Maybe for some of you, that's a hard thing. And you get nervous and you can't do it. You're free. You know how I know that? Because I am an introvert. And when God got hold of my life at 17 going into my senior year, man, he changed me so much. I wanted to go back to school. The only year I wanted to be in school was my last year with Jesus. And I saw people healed of cancer, people come to Jesus. He sets you free from your personality. Now, he created your personality. I'm not saying if you're an introvert, you need to go be an extrovert. No, no, no. Be who God made you to be, but be you in him. I love how I was in a hip-hop church with a cowboy youth pastor. And he would say, I'm not changing my style for you. You don't change it for me. Be you for Jesus. You wear that backwards hat in church. We adults are really go, oh, you can't wear that in church. You're disrespecting God. Can you please show me a scripture that says that? Can you please show me a scripture where God is more concerned about the backwards hat than the character and heart of the person? Don't try. You won't find it. Don't go to Strong's, because you ain't gonna find it. Hath Your freedom is past tense. This is good news because it ends the struggle. It ends the I'm trying to get free to I am free. I don't know about you, but I'm preaching to myself. 2 Corinthians, we're still on just proving that you are free. And I could have had a whole bunch more scriptures. This book is full. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Most of us know this verse. Maybe we don't know the actual address of the verse, but we have heard this verse. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. He is here. So this morning, maybe you have been on a struggle. Guess what? We'll pray at the end. You can. You're going to get free. The manifestation of your freedom can happen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let me ask you this question, church. Where does the Spirit of the Lord live? Where does the Spirit of the Lord live? Where does the Spirit of the Lord live? Then you're free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is. You have, though, if you receive Jesus, you are a Jesus follower. He has made his home. He has come to live in you. That means freedom lives in you. And that means you can experience the freedom of God in you, in your life, and you can be a distributor of freedom. Your words can set people free or bind. You speak this, you'll see people free. Come on. Are we in the book? Yes. That's four scriptures showing you are free. And I could have brought a lot more. That's a time to go into Strong's. I challenge you, go and just look up free in the Strong's, and there's free, there's freely, there's freedom. Man, you'll have a little revival in your room. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom redefined. Church, I'm going to say it again. You are not trying to get free. You are. You got bad thoughts about yourself? You're free. You came in here with a back problem? Free. You came in here with depression? You're free. Good news, church. This is the message that people need to hear. Not that God is mad at them or God is judging them, but hey, in Jesus, you can be free. People are stuck on this cycle. Guess what? You can distribute freedom. Your cycle in life can change all because you experienced freedom and shared it. That's what it's all about. You experience God's love, share it. You experience God's blessing, share it. You are free, share it. You are free. I'm going to say this again too. You're not waiting for freedom. You're just the manifestation of the freedom you already have. Needs to happen. And it's as close as renewing your mind. As close as renewing your mind. So those were scriptures showing you that you are free. Church isn't a place where you come and get free. This is a place where we celebrate freedom. Now, yes, we can experience freedom through the word and come up and pray, but this is a place where we get to celebrate the freedom that we all already have. Yes, you may be in a struggle. We go around the room, we can spend 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Everyone come up here, grab a mic and share a struggle that you're going with, you're going through. But let this encourage you this morning that you are free. That's shouting territory, guys. Come on. Help me preach. I'm from a Hispanic church, so say something. Say preach it, white boy. Say go. Say something. Help me out. That's what I'm used to. Your freedom has taken place, church. I'm going to say it again. Because we're going to keep saying it because we need to understand this. I am free. You are free. In spite of how your life looks like, it doesn't change who you are in Him. You can't. You're not that big. The cross was massive. The resurrection was huge. You are not bigger than those two events. You are not bigger than those two events, so you can't change what God has already done. You can't change what God has already done. Now we in the Grace Church, and not this church, but in the Grace people, get a little nervous when we talk about, well, now we have to do some stuff. Well, it's not about works, Pastor. Whoa! But we do need to renew our mind. Paul said, you put on the new man. You're free. I battled with this issue. I battled with cigarettes. I battled with this. You're free. Don't let anybody condemn you out of your freedom. That was a good word. Don't let anybody condemn you out of your freedom to where you get back into works. We went through some verses how showing you are free. Now, I think a lot of Christians, we get so consumed with what we need freedom from that we either miss or don't grow in the knowledge of what we've been freed to. Because whenever you are freed, you're freed to something. Did you catch that? Some of us in this room, we're so concerned at what we need to be freed from that we aren't even thinking about or meditating on what we've been freed to. Church, you have been, in Jesus, you have been freed to some things. And I believe the more we grow in knowledge and the more we're thinking about what we've been freed to, we'll experience the freedom from. You have been freed to some things. I pray that you get this. Because as Pastor Lee asked me if I could fill in, which I consider always in honor, I was just praying, and really the Holy Spirit told me, talk about freedom. And this is what the Holy Spirit wanted me to talk about. Some of you are so focused on what you need to be freed from. You're so focused on your struggle. You're so focused on the issue. You're so focused on the lack of finances. You're so focused on this. You're so focused on that, that you aren't even thinking about or growing in the knowledge of what you've been freed to. This needs to be our mindset. Paul said, set your mind on things above. Church, we have been set free to some things. We have been set free to some things. So I kind of want to go into some of those things we've been set free to. And I believe if we take this and start focusing our mind and start rejoicing and start living in what we've been freed to, the freedom from happens. Freedom from happens. Go to Galatians 5:1. I know I'm giving you a lot of scripture, but that's what God wants us to do. Take these, meditate on them, read through them this week. If you need to be set free through some stuff, Read through those scriptures that we are free. I'm going to read Galatians 5:1. For freedom, Christ has set us free. So what have you been free to? Freedom. Freedom. We have been freed to freedom. God wanted us free. Stand, we can go with this version. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. I'm reading from the ESV, but I love that. For freedom, Christ has set us free. The first thing he has set us free to is freedom itself. He wanted us free. And that is the freedom to choose him or not to choose him. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Church, God wants you more free than you want to be free of your issues. So much so that he sent his only son to die a brutal death so you could be free. For freedom, Christ has set us free. We're talking about some things now that we have been set freed too, because I want our mindset to be, to get off, what do I need to be freed from? I want our mindset to be, what have I been freed to? Because if I've been set free, then I have been freed to some things. And I love this verse. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Freedom itself. God wanted you free. Free to follow him, free to not follow him. Free to choose his life for you, free to choose your own way. Freedom. We're freedom. You have freedom. Amen? For freedom. For freedom. You have been set free. That's huge. See, we think, oh, Christ came to set us free from sin. Yes, there's a lot of verses that say we have been set free. Again, when it comes to sin, it says you have been set free. Not you're going to be set free from sin, you are. Because he's not coming to die again. He's coming back to take us up. But he's not coming back again to die for our sins. That was a one-time deal. Wants you free. For freedom, Christ set us free. Are we living in it? See, if you're bound in law, you're not living in freedom. If you are bound in the have-tos, I have to do this, I have to get this. I'm talking about in our relationship with God. If you're bound in, I have to do this so God will love me, that's not freedom. That's law. That's binding. Not fun. And in fact, if you want more, you can go to verse 2. Look, I, Paul, say to you that if you accept circumcision, Christ will be of no advantage to you. What was circumcision? The law. Go to another verse that says, if you're led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Yes. You are led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. For freedom, Christ has made you free. The first thing we've been set free to, freedom. We get to live in freedom. Freedom from what? Freedom from our struggles. We were set free, so now we get to live in that freedom. Hear that. You were set free, so now you get to live and enjoy the freedom that Christ paid for. Woo! I lot of people that aren't living this way. They're like, I gotta read my Bible. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. Law, that is binding. What if you were to just enjoy God? So the first thing we have been set freed to is freedom itself. That's good news, church. I've been set free to freedom, so I get to live in this freedom. We have been set freed to relationship. That's the second thing we've been set free. This could be a long list, but we had to shorten it. Okay? So the first thing we've been set free to is freedom itself. Now we've been set free to relationship. Go to John 1, 12. Just letting the Bible do the talking this morning. John 1:12. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. You're in relationship, church. And we have been set free from our past. We have been set free from sin so we can be in and be free to relationship. Is living for Jesus more of just a list of do's and don'ts, or is it about Daddy? And I'm his kid. We have been set free to relationship. Gave the right to become sons of God. One more verse. Go back to Galatians. Galatians 3:26. For in Christ you are all sons of God through faith. For in Christ you are all sons of God through faith. You've been set free to relationship. You've been set free to enjoy a relationship with God, to live a life with God. You have been set free for him to be daddy and you to be child. That's good news to me. And this is not about having, we talk about freedom, and this way you're going to give people a license to sin. They don't need a license to sin. We're really good at it ourselves. My son is 2 years old. He does not. Somebody gave him a license. I want to know who. Because I got issues with you. We don't need a license. But there is freedom in Jesus. We have been set free to something. My prayer this morning is that your meditation when you leave here, your thinking about you, wouldn't be still in this. It's been 20 years. I've been going to church 20 years and I'm still in this. I want you to start to think of what you've been freed to. You've been free to some things. You have been free to some things. You've been free to freedom. You got freedom. You have been set free to relationship. How do I have a relationship with God? Well, how do you have a relationship with other people? Can you just mimic that? What do? You just talk to people. We make it so spiritual. I got to get up at 4 a.m. and pray. You laugh. I used to do that. That wasn't freedom. That was bondage. I'm not a morning person anyway. We've been set free to relationship. Courage is just to live in this relationship as a child. When I get up in the morning, I'll go. I get my coffee because it's the Lord's drink. Amen. Got to have the coffee. It's gotta happen. And I'll go and I'll sit on the couch with my Bible. And before I even open this thing, it's just by me. Because I believe even having to read that can be like a law. And I believe when we make reading that a law, we don't get everything out of it. I lived that way for years where I felt I had to do this so God would be pleased with me. I have to read this thing so God would anoint me. I'm not saying it's not good to read. It's amazing. It'll change your life. But what I love, I get my coffee, put the Bible, and I just sit there. I just kind of let God speak to me. Take a sip of coffee. Sometimes God doesn't even say anything, but I know He's there. Why? Holy Spirit's in me. I don't got to feel anything for Him to be there. We get so caught up in our feelings. Real? Watch this. Close your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes. Do you feel my presence? Do you feel my presence? Prove to me I'm here in this room right now. You can't. You say, well, I hear you. That's your relationship with God. You hear Him. It's not about a feeling. It's about knowing. Okay, now you can open your eyes. You didn't feel my presence. So why did we look for in the morning? Do I feel God? Well, I spent time with God, but I didn't feel Him. You have been set free to relationship. You have been set free to relationship. And I believe we really experience the love of God. We experience an intimate relationship with God when we simply just be who God says we are. I'm a son. I'm going to act that way towards God. This may mess you with your theology, but that's a good thing. I may read one scripture in the morning because God leads me to one scripture. One scripture? Yeah. Sometimes I'll read a whole chapter. Right now, God has me studying joy. Well, I'm going in this, but we're going to go there anyway. God has me studying joy, so I read a few scriptures on joy every day. Because I got so much going on that I started to lose joy. So God was like, let's get back in the Word and see where your joy is found. Just letting Him lead me. Letting Him speak to me. It may be one scripture on joy. It may be every scripture that's in a book that has joy. I don't go there with a play. I'm like, God, what are we doing today? It's me and you right now. Come on. Relationship. You'll get more out of this if you make it all about relationship. Amen? I've had more fun in this when it's just about relationship. That was if I didn't read it, man, I was condemned all day back in the day. Man, it would mess with my whole day. You've been set free to freedom. Have freedom. For freedom, Christ has set us free. For freedom, Christ has set us free. We have been set free to relationship. We have been set free to love. That's the third thing I want to talk about. We have been set free to love. Let's go to John 15. Verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. Abide in my love. Now, when you actually go and look up that word abide in the Greek, it's make at home in, dwell, stay. We have been set free to the love of God. You are loved. I don't feel it. Can we get off that? What does the book say? You're loved. You're loved. We need to put our faith behind some of these things. And set free to. Been set free to. We have been set free to love. And when you start to experience the love of God, judgmentalness and being critical goes away. Because both can't be in the same universe. They can't coincide. Where we are critical, we're not loving. When we're loving, we're not being critical. We have been set free to experience His love and then set free to love. Go to Romans 5. Romans 5:5. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You've been set free to love. You know, we read the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22. We're like, I need more peace. You have peace. We love reading the first few fruits of the Spirit. Oh, joy, peace. But we don't always follow through to gentleness. Uh-oh. And set free to love. I love that verse that we went to the Holy, where the Holy Spirit is, there is liberty. See, the Holy Spirit has set me free from you. What I mean by that is, criticisms can come, but they won't affect you. Someone doing wrong won't affect you. You're set free from them. You're set free to love. What if we as a church would get better at that? Use the love that the Holy Spirit has placed in us. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Love people in this way. How would our families look? How would Chino look? How would Chino Valley Family Church look? Set free to love. To be loved by Him, and then to love. It's huge, church. We can be set free from people's opinions about us. Some of us are too concerned about that kind of stuff anyway. That's bondage. If you're so concerned about what people think about you, you're in bondage. You are a slave to other people. But when you're just in the acceptance that God has for you, freedom. Well, you haven't done this right, and you haven't done that right. Set free from other people's opinions. I'm not saying that I'm there yet. I don't like, who likes to get criticized? I don't know a person. But what I can tell you is you can be set free from that. Set free to love. Set free to love. We've been set free to some things, church. Peace. You've been set free to peace. I don't have peace in my life. Oh, you're set free to peace. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit also. You have it. We really need to stop praying to God for things He's already given us. Really need to stop praying. Say, God, I just need some patience. It's fruit of the Spirit. You have it. Come on. This is good news. We've been set free to freedom. We've been set free to relationship. We've been set free to love. And now we've been set free to peace. And I don't mean just a natural peace that is fluctuating. Things are going good, I'm good. Things are not going good, I am not good. That's not peace. That's an emotional roller coaster. It's not life. Not freedom. John 14:27. We have been set free to peace. I don't know if in my Bible it's red. Do you guys got that? So who's doing the speaking? Good. Keep that in mind. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. What's the answer to your heart not being troubled? His peace in you. You've been set free to peace. It's in you. His peace. Do you know how amazing that truth is? His peace. Not my peace or happiness that can fluctuate, but a peace. Jesus, this is going to get a picture of this peace. He was in a storm, in a boat, sleeping. In the storm. That's peace. So many of us are like the disciples. Jesus, can you wake up, please? A little rain. I'm getting a little wet. I pray, and this is totally off topic. I pray in heaven that there's like, we get to actually see these moments live, how they actually happen. Like, I believe there's this amazing technology in heaven. We'll be able to sit there on the big screen and go, that's what it looked like. It's crazy. I want to see this moment where he is sleeping on a pillow and the disciples are all freaking out. Because we don't have how long they were freaking out. So I wonder if it was like an hour. They're sitting there like with the water, like looking at him like, what is this guy doing? He's supposed to be the Messiah. He's like, and you can tell where their hearts were, because when they woke up, it was, do you not care that we're going to die? They showed, yeah, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. They were like, Jesus, we have seen you do all this. What is going on here? That's the peace that we have been set freed to in the storm, to be at rest. Because where there's no rest, there's no peace. We have been set freed to peace, not human peace, supernatural, heaven, divine, supernatural peace. I have been in situations where people have looked at me and go, you are crazy. Why are you not freaking out? Now, everything in me wanted to, but I've been set free to peace. He said right there, I have put my peace in you. I have put my peace in you. We have been set free to peace, church. I remember being in the hospital with Jonathan. And nurses and doctors and people from our agency saying, hey, some stuff in his system. He's never going to be normal. He's going to be slow. You are going to have to get tutors, sir. You met him, you know none of that is true.
He's fast.
They're all trying to tell me, man, he's going to need tutors. He's going to be mentally slow. What do you do at that moment? What do you do? I mean, I'm here in this process of adoption for a year. We get a call like the week before. You've been matched. What? Yes, next week. He's born. What? Talk about a freak out moment. Whoa. He's born like he was supposed to be born like January 9th. It's the day after Christmas. What's happening? What do? You live in what you've been set free to. And there was a point where all his, like his, the birth mom, she was unconscious. It's a long story. And our agency was like, are you sure that you want him? Because you may have to take him as a foster child. And here's the risk with that. Because if someone on his biological side was to step, but we could have had him for 5 months. And if someone was to step up and say, I'll take it, we would have had to bring that boy back legally. So I'm getting told that. I'm getting told all this stuff. What do you do in those moments? We need this. We need to live in what we've been set freed to. We have been set free to his peace. That means in the middle of the storm, I can... And let him work. We didn't get all spiritual. May ruffle some feathers. Good. Let them fall off. Let their religious chains fall off. My wife and I just pray a simple prayer. Say, God, we thank you that you are here. Thank you that you love him more than we do. Thank you that you are taking care of this issue. In Jesus' name. Then we went and got some food. Show up the next day and we didn't even get there yet. And we saw, as soon as we walked in the room, some of the levels of some issues started to drop. That's not a testimony of my faith. That's testimony of what I've been freed to. That's not me. I chose, we've been set free to freedom. I can choose how I will respond. Not react, respond. I love the quote that says, life is 10% what happens to you, 90% how you respond. Not react, respond. What did I respond to? What I have been free to? What I have been free to? Come on, church. What I have been free to? You've been freed to peace. Leave here with a go home. Sleep like you've never been able to sleep before. Why? He is alive. Joy. If we have been set free to joy. John 15:11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be full. You have been set free to his joy. What are you anchored to? What is your life anchored to? Is it anchored to situations? Is it anchored to what's happening to you? Or is it anchored in what you've been free to? Because whatever you are, we are all anchored to something. Whatever we are anchored to is how we will respond or react to issues in life. And when we choose to respond to what we've been freed to, you can experience immense his joy in the middle of crap. Yes, I said it. And people will look at you and go, you're weird. Yes, I am. You want to know about this weirdness? His name is Jesus. He'll take you on a trip. You have been set free to his joy. Let us anchor our lives in this, not in our situations, not in our circumstances, not in our finances. We have been set free to his joy. Life can be going crazy and you can be at peace and joy. I didn't say happy. As human beings, we love to be happy. But happiness is based on what's going on. If it's good, I'm happy. If it's not, I'm not. This joy, that's not it. It's His joy. And if you doubt that, there's a verse that says that He went to the cross for the joy that was before Him. He endured the cross for the joy that was set before Him. What is His joy? You. And placing His joy in you. You have been set free to life. John 10:10. We have been set free to freedom. We have been set free to relationship. We have been set free to love. We have been set free to peace. We have been set free to His joy. Now we have been set free to life. Most of us know this scripture. The thief comes to only to kill and steal and destroy. I come that I may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd, the good shepherd. I love how he says that twice. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I came. Listen to this verse. I came. Want to know why he came? He gives you the answer. I come that they may have life, have it abundant. I came. So they, who's the they? You. You. I come that they may have life and have abundantly. You've been set free to life. Are we living this supernatural life? I love how Andrew Womack says, if you're not living a supernatural life, it's superficial. Ouch for me, not you. Maybe ouch for you, but that's how I hear that. I'm like, bro. Been set free. Church, you have been set free. You and I, you have been set free to some things. What if we were to put our faith behind this? Instead of working so hard to get free, we would start to see ourselves as unchained. We sing the song, you break chains. He's already broken them. We're not looking for him to break chains. We're looking just to line our mindset and our faith around what he already said we had. As the worship team comes up, you thought you were going to get out early because Pastor Lee wasn't here. I did. I was trained under him, so. Amen. Do you guys have fun? My prayer that you would be uplifted. Uplifted in who he says you are. You are free from anger. You are free from depression. You are free from unforgiveness. You are free from self-doubt. You are free from back pain. You are free from migraines. You are free. Someone needs to hear this. You are free to parent. I don't know who this is for, but you are free to parent in the freedom that he has shown you. You are free to love as he has loved you. You're free to parent. You haven't screwed up. There are no screw-ups in Jesus. Okay, you may have messed up. Hey, you're free. I said you're free. As the band's gonna play, I want all eyes closed. You're on the prayer team. Can you make your way up? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, if you're in here this morning and you have never given your life to Jesus, you want to experience this freedom that is in Him. You never started a relationship with Him. If that's you, can you just raise your hand? You want to come into the family of God. You want to know you're right with God. Can you just lift your hands nice and high? If that's you, we may all be family here. We may all be in God's family. If that's true, that's awesome. If you're in here this morning and you're going to take what was spoken and start to renew your mind, you're saying, yeah, I got some things I need to be set free from, but I'm no longer going to let them bind me. If that's you, you're making that confession. You're taking that stance. Can you raise your hand? Nice and high. Come on. I am going to live in what I've been set free to. Raise your hand. You're taking a stance this morning. You're saying, I'm not going to follow this self-doubt. I'm not going to follow this anger. I've been set free. God, I thank you for the hands that are raised, and even the hands that wanted to but did not. You see the heart. God, I thank you for this truth. We have been set free to some stuff. And I thank you by the Holy Spirit that lives in them. You will remind them of how free they are. Because your word says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I thank you, God, that we will experience freedom from some things as we focus and live in what we've been freed to. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, minister right now. Thank you, God. Thank you what you're doing in hearts. Hallelujah. We are free. We are free. And there's freedom of mindset happening right now. There's freedom from back pain. There's freedom from struggles happening right now. The manifestation right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We're not trying to get free. We are the manifestation that's happening right now. In Jesus' name. More joy. More peace. We've been set free too. In Jesus' name. And if you believe that, everybody shout.
Amen.
Amen. I do want to...